This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And I'm looking right now at the markets. Dow is up 23 points today, closed at 15,639. The S&P at 1767. The NASDAQ at 3936. Gold holding its own. Spots at 1314. Same thing with silver, about $22 an ounce. So not much has changed, my friends, today when you look at the economic markets. But there's other things I want to talk about. And one of the things I want to talk about is a very, very interesting article that I found that basically points out the 10 corporations that control nearly everything that you buy. And when we start talking about everything, I mean 90% of what you buy. So what are those major corporations? Well, you've got Coca-Cola, you've got Kraft Foods, you've got Nestle, you've got Procter & Gamble, you've got Johnson & Johnson, you've got Unilever, you've got Mars, Kellogg's, and General Mills. So note that these corporations, for the most part, control the food that we eat, and also the healthcare products that most people use over the counter. Interestingly enough, most of them have diversified in such a way where they have expanded in everything, and thus they control 90% of the things that we use, that we get from a grocery store, from the store, period. An example, let's take a look at Pepsi. Pepsi controls Quaker Foods. They also control, interestingly enough, Life Cereal, Captain Crunch. they control Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Eastside Mario's, Yum Food Products, A&W Root Beer Products. They control Dole, believe it or not, Gatorade, Amp, Tropicana, Aquafina, 7-Up, Ocean Spray, Sobe, Brisk, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer. Pepsi also controls Frito-Lay products. So Ruffles, Fritos, Sun Chips, Lay's, Doritos, Roll Gold, Tostitos, Cracker Jack. So you can see, this isn't a small corporation. In addition to that, we can take a look at another example of these massive behemoths that control not only our food supply, but have such a major impact in other areas of our lives. And one, of course, is Nestle, which, by the way, owns the candy bars. They also own Purina Cat Chow. They own Friskies. They own Alpo. They own Fancy Feast. They own Ralph Lauren, Yves Saint Laurent. They own Gerber's Baby Food. They own Carnation. They own Power Bar. They own Garnier, Vichy, Maybelline, Clairol, Olay. I mean, the list goes on and on. Now, even more interesting is the consolidation that's taking place within the media. Whenever you plug in to the mainstream media, doesn't it feel like pretty much everybody's on message? Everybody has been given their script and they're all sticking to it. There's really not much variation. Well, in 1983, 90% of American media was owned by 50 companies. 50 companies owned American media. 90% of it was owned by 50 companies. And that was considered consolidation back then. 2011, that same 90% is controlled by 6 companies. So who controls the message? Well, you've got General Electric, GE, which, by the way, owns Comcast, NBC, Universal Pictures, and Focus Features. You've got News Corp, which owns Fox, Wall Street Journal, and the New York Post. You've got Disney, which owns ABC, ESPN, Pixar, Miramax, and Marvel Studios. You've got Viacom, which owns MTV, Nick Jr., BET, CMT, and Paramount Pictures. You've got Time Warner, which owns CNN, HBO, Time, and Warner Brothers. And you've got CBS, which owns Showtime, Smithsonian Channel, NFL.com, Jeopardy, and 60 Minutes. So bottom line is these 6 companies, General Electric, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS, own 90% of the message, 90% of the media. And yeah, they're all on the same page. So if someone says that there is no collusion, and by the way, collusion is another word for a conspiracy, then I would recommend that they take a look at this fact. Because there really is. It's a corporate monopoly conspiracy, we'll call it. A monopolization conspiracy. And clearly, when there's a monopoly, then the marketplace becomes pretty much worthless. Because all the competition has been squeezed out. The 50 media companies in 1983 have been either bought out or diluted or destroyed, so now there's only 6. And we talk about the 10 corporations that control everything else. And we have to ask ourselves a simple question. And that question is, what happened to the Sherman Antitrust Act? Sherman Antitrust Act, a landmark federal statute on United States competition law passed by Congress in 1890. It prohibits certain business activities that federal government regulators deem to be anti-competitive and requires the federal government to investigate and pursue trusts, companies, and organizations suspected of being in violation. It was the first federal statute to limit cartels and monopolies. Now, of course, we know they could start with the Federal Reserve Bank, want to deal with monopolistic corporations. But these other organizations have a monopoly as well. And they have monopoly that only that Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, could only dream about when it comes to our everyday lives. And today still forms the basis for most antitrust litigation by the United States federal government. However, for the most part, politicians were unwilling to refer to and enforce this law until Teddy Roosevelt's presidency and beyond. The Sherman Antitrust Act is named after its author, John Sherman, Ohio Republican, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, who was also Rockefeller's colleague. After being ratified in the Senate in 1890 by a vote of 51-1, the Sherman Act passed unanimously in the House of Representatives, was signed into law by Benjamin Harrison. And basically, it's really a simple law to understand. And my friends, if you want to talk about a law that really, really needs to be enforced, this is it. Despite its name, the Act has fairly little to do with trust in the ordinary sense of the term. Around the world, what the U.S. lawmakers and attorneys call antitrust is more commonly known as competition law. The purpose of the Act was, to quote Sherman, to protect consumers by preventing arrangements designed or which tend to advance the cost of goods to the consumer. It has since more broadly been used to oppose the combination of entities that could potentially harm competition, such as monopolies or cartels. According to its authors, It was not intended to impact market gains obtained by honest means by benefiting the consumer more than the competitors. A person who merely by superior skill and intelligence got the whole business because nobody could do it as well as he could was not a monopolist, but was if involved something like the use of means which made it impossible for other persons to engage in fair competition. So when you understand this, you begin to start looking at these government bureaucracies in a whole new light, because you start to realize that they're there to do one thing, and that's to stop competition from coming into the marketplace. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back taking your phone calls. Feel free to call in.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To the Paul Brockton Financial Report and my website, InternetTruth.org. And my friends, remember that if you're looking for gold, and whether that's 1 ounce gold coins, 1 ounce gold bullion coins, 1 ounce gold bars, British sovereigns, which are fractional gold, Swiss francs, which are fractional gold, or the 1 gram gold card, you can get it through me. If you're looking for silver, whether it's a 10 ounce silver bar, 1 ounce silver round, silver maple, silver eagle, or 90% silver coins pre-1964, you know, you can get it through me. And the best way to do that is to visit the Republic Trading Group website or to call 330-636-6292, my cell phone, or you can email me, PDROCKTOM, PDROCKTON, at AOL.com. And the nice thing about talking with me is every situation is different. Every situation deserves a different recommendation. One size does not fit all when it comes to precious metals investing. And I'll help you pick the best solution for your precious metals needs. Okay, so we're talking about trust. Now, I want to just point one thing out to you. Think about the political landscape today and ask yourself a simple question. What corruption in politics do we have that can't be traced back to some type of monopoly? Whether it's the Federal Reserve Bank, whether it's the monopoly on refineries, or the monopoly on oil, or the monopoly on food, or the monopoly on media, which, by the way, stops the free flow of information. What problems do we have that can't be traced back to a monopoly? So what's the solution? Well, the solution is to enforce the Sherman Antitrust Act. Period, the end. That's it. If we were to enforce the Sherman Antitrust Act, then basically we can put an end to a lot of the problems that we have politically. The free market is the solution. Competition is the solution. According to its authors, it was not intended to impact market gains obtained by honest means. However, the law attempts to prevent the artificial raising of prices by restrictions of trade or supply. In other words, innocent monopoly or monopoly achieved solely by merit is perfectly legal, but the acts of the monopolist to artificially preserve his status, and by the way, if we were to focus on the oil industry, don't they artificially preserve their status through the Environmental Protection Agency? How many bureaucracies are out there, the Food and Drug Administration, for example, that are being used by these monopolies to stifle competition, to prevent competition from entering the marketplace? Is this really what we want? Is this really the solution? Is these behemoths that crush anybody that tries to bring a better solution to the marketplace? I mean, where would we be today if the individuals that made horseshoes were able to monopolize the market to such a point that the automobile could never make its way into the market? We're in the same situation today. I mean, we really are, because whether you're dealing with the money trust, with the money monopoly, which is the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, will crush any competition, whether you're talking about oil, which, by the way, will crush any competition. We talk, there's acres and acres and acres and acres of land in this country with oil reserves that can't be developed because of the monopolies that control it. Or the monopoly on oil refining, or the monopoly on food, or the monopoly on seeds. I mean, look around you. Everything can be traced back to monopolies. Period, the end. In 1879, C.T. Dodd, an attorney for Standard Oil Company of Ohio, devised a new type of trust agreement to overcome prohibitions in Ohio against corporations owning stock in the other corporations. The law attempts to prevent the artificial raising of prices by restrictions of trade or supply. Wow. In other words, innocent monopoly or monopoly achieved solely by merit is perfectly legal, but acts by a monopolist to artificially preserve its status or nefarious dealings to create a monopoly. Wow, I wonder if the campaign finance system, the two-party system, is basically preserving the monopoly system. The purpose of the Sherman Act is not to protect businesses from the workings of the market. It is to protect the public from the failure of the market. The law directs itself not against conduct which is competitive, even severely so, but against conduct which unfairly tends to destroy competition itself. This focus of U.S. competition law on protection of competition rather than competitors is not necessarily the only possible focus or purpose of competition law. For example, it has also been said that competition law in the European Union tends to protect the competitors in the marketplace, even at the expense of market efficiencies and consumers. So the point is that the Supreme Court recognizes the Sherman Antitrust law as being the law of the land. And what it boils down to is the enforcing agency for this is the executive branch, which means the Attorney General of the United States has the responsibility to make sure that the marketplace is open to competitors, open to competition. So clearly, when we look at Obamacare, one of the things that we could legitimately question is whether or not it's a monopoly. Because the law doesn't state that the monopoly has to be owned by a private individual. The monopoly can be owned by a government. And clearly, when the government monopolizes health care, as in the case of Obamacare, it's a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Law. So if there is one law that people should be using right now, it's the antitrust law. Interestingly, it would be interesting to see if someone were to prosecute or try to file a case against the Federal Reserve under the Sherman Antitrust Law. Legislative history of the Sherman Act, as well as the decisions of this court in interpreting it, show that it was not aimed at policing interstate transportation or movement of goods and property. The legislative history and the voluminous literature which were generated in the course of enactment and during 50 years of litigation, they do not suggest that, in general, state laws or law enforcement machinery were inadequate to prevent local obstructions or interferences with interstate transportation. In 1890, when the Sherman Act was adopted, there were only a few federal statutes imposing penalties for obstruction or misusing interstate transportation. With an expanding commerce, many others have since been enacted, safeguarding transportation. The law was enacted in the era of trusts and of combinations, of businesses and of capital organized and directed to control the market by suppression of competition and the marketing of goods and services, the monopolistic tendency of which had become a matter of public concern. The goal was to prevent restraints of free competition in business and commercial transactions, which tended to restrict production, raise prices, or otherwise control the market to the detriment of purchasers or consumers of goods and services, all of which had come to be regarded as a special form of public injury. For that reason, the phrase restraint of trade, which, as will presently appear, had a well-understood meaning in common law, was made the means of defining the activities prohibited. So the point is, clearly, there is a whole lot of room here to go after individuals that are violating this law in all areas of our life. You want to do something for this country? This is it, my friends. Sherman Antitrust Law. Now, if you recall, last week I talked about the third way, which simply is fascism, which is simply monopolistic corporations to getting together with monopolistic government and basically preventing competitors from entering the marketplace. Again, take a look at what's wrong with this society and take a look at who is the money behind it, and you're going to go right back to these monopolies. Right now, Pepsi-Cola, from what I understand, is trying to stop any enforcement of illegal immigration. Why? Because it benefits their fast food restaurants. Just one example. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockman Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, remember that not only do we sell gold and silver, we also buy it. We will buy your gold and your silver. If you'd like to call into the program, the number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. So the problem with monopolies is that they only get bigger. And once they're big enough, they become dictatorships. That's pretty much how it works. Because remember, those in power only accumulate more power until they have all power. And those that the rest of us end up sharing what little power is left, which might be you have the right to make the decision on how much air you're going to breathe today, and that's pretty much going to be about it. So as patriots, we need to resist this monopolistic tendencies by businesses, by labor, by government, because clearly it leads to slavery. That's what it boils down to. Because when these massive corporations start to use our government to stifle competition, then we suffer as far as the quality of what's being delivered in the marketplace. Quality goes down, and basically price goes up. So we end up with a very, very inefficient marketplace, and like the Soviet Union, we're destined for collapse. Now, fortunately, there is a black market that will emerge whenever we find ourselves in this situation, and that black market will provide whatever goods and services these monopolies fail to provide customers or people in the marketplace. But as I said before, we should oppose these things. Really, it's that simple. I mean, this is the one law that we should all be trying to get enforced right now, because it would bring an end to all the problems that we have when it comes to these monoliths, these massive megalopolies. So the third way we talked about last week is when big government gets together with big business and big labor. It's also known as fascism. Fascism. The third way is what's being shoved down our throats. Privatization is nothing more than big business taking over big government. And big government taking over big business. It's a merger. Simply, that's it. That's the bottom line. Now, if you go back to freedom, something that we all believe in, obviously, then we can only have freedom as if the marketplace is free and if there's no barriers to entry. In other words, anybody can go ahead and start a business in the garage. Anybody can take their product to market without being harassed. Anybody can develop their property without being harassed by litigation, by government bureaucracies, or by any other means. I mean, that's the way it should work. Now, the crazy thing about all this is these people are laying the seeds of their own destruction because they create a system that can't be maintained. See, people ask me, are you worried about what these people are creating? No, because in the end it will collapse, because monopolies always do. They have to. It's kind of like a big battleship out there in the middle of the ocean. You get a bunch of little ships around it, and those little ships will be a lot more efficient, a lot more effective. And pretty soon, they have the power to destroy that big old battleship in the middle of the ocean. So no, I don't worry about what's going to happen. I worry about protecting freedom. And the best way to protect freedom, political freedom, is to protect economic freedom, which is, means to protect the marketplace. So it really is that simple. We need to do what we can to protect the marketplace. Now I want to change gears just a little bit here. Now, as many of you know, I've had my issues with health. And bottom line is that in 2002, I was hit by, or I was involved in a very serious car accident and pretty much destroyed my health. Broken bones, trauma that I can spend hours going through with you, but I'm not going to. Now, I told you about Allison C and how it helped me recover, but there's another thing I want to tell you about that has also played a major, major role. I don't supplement. I take a few supplements. You know, I take a pre-workout when I work out. I drink protein to supplement the protein intake. And I told you about the Allison C, but there's another product that I've been on for 2 years now, and it's called Rain. It's called Soul, actually. And it's a little packet. And it's got some ingredients in it that I got to tell you, it's amazing. One of the ingredients that it has in it is black cumin seed. And I'm going to share this with you. This is by Michael A. Smith, MD. We've said once and we'll say it again, inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related diseases. Unfortunately, the typical American diet, often consisting of red meat, dairy products, and fried foods, tends to fuel the flames of inflammation. So naturally, the best thing people can do is change their diets. If easing inflammation is your goal, and it should be, more greens, dark-colored fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, cold-water fish are the foods to eat. But we also acknowledge that making dietary changes can be hard and takes time. This is where anti-inflammatory nutrients can be so valuable. If you're not already doing so, start taking omega-3 fats. However, there's a new nutrient making research headlines. It's called black cumin seed oil. When extracted from 100% organic, non-GMO, cold-pressed black cumin seeds, the oil has profound anti-inflammatory effects. Let's take a look at the research. Black cumin seed oil was administered to 40 women diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, a highly inflammatory disease. Now, I can tell you, one of the things that I had going on was arthritis. These women were given two placebo capsules daily for 1 month, followed by 500 megagrams twice a day of cold-pressed black cumin seed extract. The research measured measure the participant's disease activity score and assessment of disease actively in rheumatoid arthritis patients. It is commonly used in clinical trials. The higher the DAS score, the worse the disease. After the study, subjects received black cumin seed extract. The researchers noted a significant decrease in DAS-28 compared with placebo phase of the trial. Similarly, the number of swollen joints and the duration of morning stiffness improved. So bottom line is that the University of Maryland's done studies on black cumin seed oil. Remember, this is cold-pressed seeds. So it's not being destroyed by heat. Obviously, it has to be stored in such a way where it's not oxidizing and it doesn't lose its effectiveness. But studies have shown that black cumin is 12,500 times more powerful than aspirin in controlling inflammation. And if you can control inflammation, you can control pain. So what they noted from this trial is that not only do these people's arthritis improve, but the number of swollen joints, the duration of morning stiffness also improved. So black cumin is huge. Now, I've told you about my recovery. Now, one of the things that's amazed me is, like I said, I've been using Rain Sol for 2 years now. And one of the things that's amazed me is the fact that I'm free from pain. I mean, I literally am free from pain. I'm a 52-year-old guy that was in a bad car accident about a decade ago. We had a hard time getting out of bed. Put on 140 pounds because exercise, you know, it was just too painful. I don't know what else to tell you. So bottom line is that because I started using this Rain Sol, and basically it's one packet, and within that packet is a gel, and it's cold-pressed seeds, black cumin being the major ingredient, and there's also Chardonnay grapeseed and black raspberry seed. I found that the pain went away. I found that basically I was able to do more. And because I was able to do more, I was able to get rid of other health conditions. So if you go to my website, internettruth.org, there is a Rain hotline, and it's 385-223-4177. And we're going to be giving away to 10 people with chronic pain, 5-day supply of Rain. All you need to do is call the hotline, 385-223-4177. It's free. We're just going to ship it to you so you can try this stuff. It's awesome. Everyone that I have shared this with has seen amazing results. I mean, people from losing low back pain, people with arthritis are doing better. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. So that's why I'm sharing it with you. You know, the only way I recommend something is if I've proven it works. And I recommend very little, my friends. Very, very, very little. Gold and Silver, Allison, and now Rain, because I've had 2 years of experience with it. So, or you can just go ahead and email admin, A-D-M-I-N, at fithuman.net and tell them that you want to try Rain for free. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back again taking your phone calls.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To the Paul Drochman Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And as I was saying, I mean, the biggest thing in life is if you can alleviate inflammation, pain, swelling, there's so much more you can do. I mean, right now when I go to the gym, and I go to the gym every single day now, I spend 2 hours doing cardio, an hour on the treadmill, an hour riding the bike. I spend probably about 45 minutes to an hour lifting weights before I do my cardio. And you're talking to a guy who, a few short years ago, I was lucky if I could bench press 70 pounds. My daughter could lift more than I did at the gym. And now I take 275 pounds off the rack, rep it out 10 times, and do three sets. And it's not that big a deal. You're talking to a guy who could maybe leg press 90 pounds when I first went. And I showed you the picture of me putting up 1,340 pounds. So that's dramatic. And dramatic results come from dramatic supplements. And that's what this stuff is. And you don't have to believe me. You can try it. If you have chronic pain, you can get a 5-day supply for free. And we're going to do this for 10 people today. All you need to do is email me, admin@fithuman.net, or go to my website, call the 385-223-4177, and it'll be shipped right out to you. You can have your own experience, and it's amazing. Now, the other reason why I like this stuff is because I've been storing food for years. And as a prepper, one of the biggest concerns I've always had is, how do I store fresh fruits and vegetables? Because you need that in your diet. You need fresh fruit. You need fresh vegetables. Well, the nice thing about Rain is you get eight servings of fruit, and 10 servings of vegetables, the equivalent in each pouch, because it comes from the seeds, which is the most nutritious part of the plants. You also get all your aminos, your necessary aminos. That's the good fats. And in addition to that, it stores for up to a year. So you can keep it in your food storage. And you and I both know what happens if you take out healthy vegetables and healthy fruit from your diet. You know how important that is to us. So this stuff is awesome for food storage, awesome for prepping. Now, the other reason I like it is because it's good for your brain. One of the things I had from that car accident was a traumatic brain injury, which is a very, very severe concussion. And because of the other ingredients in Rain, it actually improves mental clarity and focus. And I can tell you, it's done that for me. So it really is a no-brainer. I mean, the goal, my friends, is to be healthy and to stay healthy, and through your health, to be able to enjoy life, to be able to accomplish more with your time, to be able to do the things that you could do when you were younger. I mean, that's what it's all about. And you can do that with the right ingredients, and that's what it's all about. Okay, so in closing, let's talk a little bit about what we talked about today. Now, through the first part of the show, I pointed out how important it is for us to oppose monopolies, no matter what they are. Now, one of the major criticisms you can have of both parties is they both have created monopolies. They both have created monopolies in their own right. One, a monopoly of government, the other, monopoly of a few corporations. And literally, if we start demanding that they start breaking up these monopolies and start permitting outside competition, we can solve a lot of problems with our society. The free market will always reemerge. There's nothing anybody could do, to kill the free market. Obviously, when you take a look at the surveillance state that they're creating and this fear-driven state that they're creating, basically it's all designed to force us into choosing their solutions, which results in bigger monopolies. That's all there is to it. So the whole key here is to avoid the fear-based mentality here. You know, I laugh at these people because no matter what they do, they're going to fail. You know, a classic example of that is this weekend, there's a movie that came out called Ender's Game. It was written by a guy named Orson Scott Card. Orson Scott Card was one of the biggest proponents of the proposition in California that made marriage between a man and a woman, and obviously inflamed the homosexual community. So they decide they're going to boycott Ender's Game because of Orson Scott Card. Well, in spite of the homosexual lobby's best attempts at doing this, they failed. Ender's Game still had a massive weekend opening. People went and saw it. These people are such a small minority that the only way they can maintain power is with monopolies. But clearly, in spite of everything that they've done to accumulate power, they failed. And a good example of that is what happened this weekend with this movie. Now, here we have their agenda being shoved down our throats at a regular basis, but it was defeated this weekend. No small victory. And they were very public. The critics were very, very, very adamant in opposing this movie because Orson Scott Card was anti-homosexual, they said. He's not anti-homosexual. He's pro-marriage between a man and a woman. I mean, he's not going around beating up homosexuals or slandering them or doing anything else to them. He just argued that marriage is between a man and a woman. So they failed. In spite of controlling 90% of the media with 6 corporate outlets, they failed. So we've had other victories. You know, look around you. You know, to show you how successful the truth movement is, what are they doing right now? Well, they're taking this situation with this TSA shooting And they're turning it into as if this guy is actually being incited to doing these kind of acts by the truth movement, by the patriot community. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. If you want to start pinning ideology on violence, let's look at communism. Communism's killed far more people than any other ideology. Freedom doesn't kill anybody. Freedom defends itself. But it doesn't go around taking away people's lives because it can. I mean, if you truly believe in freedom, then you believe everybody should have it. It should be a gift shared with everyone. Want to talk about life-ending philosophies? Let's talk about communism. Let's talk about the culture of death that sprung up around us. The culture that basically says that you can do whatever you want and there's not going to be any consequences. The lies that have been spread about homosexuality is a good example. Somehow or another, you can engage in that high-risk lifestyle without any risk. You can do whatever you want. They're failing, my friends. And because they're failing, they're becoming more and more desperate, which means they're doing whatever they can to create bigger and bigger monopolies, which we should oppose as much as we can. And I really, really hope there's someone out there that take this message to heart, because at the end of the day, you can make a big difference with just one person. Now, I realize you're not going to get much support from the 90% of the media that they control, but you know what? They don't have control over the internet yet. They don't. They want it, but they don't have it. And the internet is a far more powerful vehicle for getting truth out there than any other vehicle. I mean, I get emails all the time with information that you're not going to find listening to the six major corporations that control the media. Information they don't want out there. I get it all the time. And of course, there's information that they do want out there that I ignore, because I'm not going to be one of their shills bringing about their agenda. But at the end of the day, what it boils down to is we have to do what we can to protect our freedom. We have to do everything we can. I fought a good war, my friends. I've been at it a long time, but you know, I'm only one person. I kind of always envisioned myself as the idea guy. Found myself as an action guy. But the bottom line is that it takes more than just one person. It takes many of us. And just remember this, they can kill institutions, they can kill individuals, but they can't kill ideas. And the more they oppress it, the more they suppress it, the more they try to destroy it, the bigger it gets. And if history hasn't taught us anything else, it's taught us that. So anyway, keep the faith. Keep a positive outlook. It's only going to get better for us. God bless. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back tomorrow with the Paul Drochman Financial Report.